this morning on the press conference in the White House. What's her face? The press chick was on stage.
Oh, yeah. You know, we used to have her on as a guest at WOR because she's friends with Conch. She's the dumbest person on the planet.
She's pretty quick, though.
Well, okay, so she was always part of the RNC. She was like one of the RNC chairmen, whatever. So she's coming all the time and like defend these terrible policies that the GOP had. But it was really easy to get one over on her because she wasn't the smartest bulb. She definitely is quick because she has like five things that she says. Mm-hmm. And that's how it was. Like, no matter what you said to her, it was like she's a robot. And she went, you know, insert answer number 72.
I love when you have a really good question and you ask anybody in politics. I don't care which side you're on, but this is the greatest question ever.
Okay, then why does the president keep hiring people who are dumb as a rock, overrated, way over their heads, wacko, and incompetent?
It's the greatest question ever.
It's a great question. Because every time the president would fire somebody, he would say, oh, so-and-so was a wacko or so-and-so was incompetent. So that's where that question came from. It came from the president's own words every time somebody got fired. So what was the answer?
Okay.
Then why does the president keep hiring people who are dumb as a rock, overrated, way over their heads, wacko, and incompetent?
So the president makes hiring decisions based on the fact that he likes to have countervailing viewpoints. I spoke to him this morning about the hiring of John Bolton in particular, and he said, I like to counterbalance my own opinion with individuals that oftentimes have the very opposite opinion of my own. He likes the model of having a team of rivals, like what we saw in President Lincoln's administration.
In President Lincoln's administration.
Come on,
is that not
butt.
The greatest question
That's
ever?
That's hilarious. But here's my favorite part. Just play that one part of the question.
Okay, then why does the president keep hiring people who are dumb as a rock, overrated, way over their heads, wacko, and incompetent?
The Cooper Lawrence Show. There's your promo.
And we had the worst time hiring people for this show. Most of the people would fall into that category.
Yeah, that's really true. Well, it's because, you know what? It wasn't up to us.
Right.
We didn't get to choose who we hired. You know, and I wonder if that happens with when you're a president. Sometimes you got to hire somebody because it's the right thing to do politically. You know, you get stuck with somebody. You're like, wow, what a lemon.
Yeah, I think he has last word, though. So you still have to, you know, strike the pen and say, yeah, go ahead and bring that guy in.
Why? We didn't. They were like, here, this is your so-and-so. And that was it. That's who was working for us.
We weren't the president, though. We were the stupid night show that nobody cared about. And as long as they work for $8 an hour, they're fine.
Right.
They're hired.
That's a good point. So, well, it's probably the same thing in the White House. You think those guys get paid a lot of money? I think they probably have the kind of thing where, like, you got to be there a few months before your salary really kicks in. Like, let's see if we like you. It's a trial period first.
Yeah, it's 90 days. Everybody has 90 days. It's like any other job. You can get blown out and not take your severance. But I think for a job like that, because it's only going to last 4 or 5 months if you're lucky. So it's kind of like the NFL. You want to take the biggest money you can because you know you got to retire on that money.
Exactly. But I mean, look, you hired a guy, the country hired a guy whose job it was to say you're fired. Remember, that was he's from The Apprentice. I mean, so that's what he does. Is everyone surprised that he keeps firing people? It's kind of like he's been trained for that. That's his training. He's good at that.
That's all he knows. So we're on politics now. The worst thing I heard today, Anthony Fauci, they were talking about him on CNN today, and he said the NFL might not
in
happen.
In order for this to work properly, in order for a team to be able to do this, players would essentially have to be inside a bubble, not really having significant interaction from the community. They'd need to be tested nearly every day. And it would be hard to see how football, he said, would able to be played, you know, given that there's likely going to be a second wave and a predictable flu season. If you start to add in all these various things, you can see the last line there. Football may not happen this year.
Tennis is the only sport that can really happen because tennis, you play by yourself at the end of the court.
I wait all year long for football.
Right.
You know, the non-football weeks are horrible weeks for me. Like right now, there's no football. I'm in hell. Complete hell because there's no football. Now, I might not have football all year.
Well, if I was a sports ball guy, what I would do is I would get on one of those sites like Twitch, where people like to watch other people play video games, and I would play the video game of NFL. Like, I'd be an athlete, like a professional athlete, playing the video game, like my own character.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool. We could all watch that. That would be awesome.
See, that's a good idea. So Cam Newton could actually play Cam Newton.
Exactly.
And I would watch that.
Right. We could all watch it because he would be on Zoom.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Or Twitch.
And I would watch that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And they don't even have to get in shape. They can eat potato chips and sit there and play games and be 900 pounds and they don't care.
Call Roger Goodell. Tell him I have an idea for him.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I've saved football ball.